The people are moving again, with Jesus in the midst of them. I run ahead to get closer. I must talk with him. I climb the wall of a shop. From here, I have a perfect view of his face. If his joy were a river, this city would be underwater. He is with people and he loves it. He's carrying two children, one in each arm, tickling one and then the other. Their laughter is heard even over the noise of this large crowd. Is this not an unusual sight? God's anointed one playing with children? He glances my way and smiles. Our eyes meet. I feel like my life is open and naked before him, yet without any shame or fear. He knows everything, and it doesn't bother him at all. People are still coming to Jesus, but he stops. He's not moving. It's as if he's waiting for something. Then Jesus begins to walk back toward the market. People are unsure if that's the direction they want to go, but he keeps going towards the market as if he has an appointment. The crowd is growing larger. Diseased, lame, blind, all like sheep without a shepherd. Out of the corner of my eye, I see movement in the bushes. Someone is hiding in the bushes. Is it a child playing a game? Just then, my senses are slammed by a horrible smell coming from those bushes, and my stomach turns as I see what, or rather who, is there. It's a woman, a small, nasty piece of humanity. Her voice cracks as she shrieks, "Unclean! I am unclean!" announcing her rejection and shame as she pushes herself out into the street. People run from her in every direction. Standing alone in the road, Jesus is watching her, almost encouraging her movements toward him, smiling at her with a father's tender look of love. He so dearly loves her. She drags her broken body in his direction. He meets her halfway, stooping down so that their eyes are fixed on each other. Gently stroking her face, he says, "Daughter, be healed." And immediately she stands straight up, her body shaking and trembling. Her face is so youthful and lovely, not the face of an old woman. The flesh is as soft and lovely as a child. I am struck in amazement. Her life has been given back to her. She jumps at Jesus, almost knocking him to the ground. Tears are running down her face, and she can't hug him long enough. He laughs. She laughs. As I'm watching this, I am reborn. My hope is restored. I am a young girl full of dreams and no longer fearing the night. Heaven has walked into Jerusalem and bestowed God's love on his people. Should I dance? Should I sing, cry, shout, fall at his feet, kiss his hand, run through the streets? What? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with mercy on my lowliness. I am amazed.